You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank you, Lord. This is a time where we're coming and praying. Hallelujah. And I know some of us who've been coming on regularly say, wait, where you at? Where you at? This is the new right now. Amen. This is how we are praying in this hour. We're focusing our attention on God Almighty. Mm-hmm. And so we're building an altar of worship unto the Lord God Almighty in this now. Amen. And as soon as I stepped into earlier, I was like, Lord, how are we praying? What do you want to say? And as soon as I stepped into the place to begin our time of prayer, I heard the Lord. And I heard him say, Shalom, which means peace, it means calm, it means harmony, it means complete, it means wholeness. Amen. And so we're building an altar to Jehovah Shalom, the Lord, our peace. When we cannot get peace from the circumstances, from the situations, from the people, hallelujah, the Lord is our peace, hallelujah. He should be the first one we run to for peace. The Bible says let me get it in John chapter 14 in verse 27. Jesus says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And so on this precious now moment, let us just first acknowledge the Lord God. We acknowledge you, Lord God. We acknowledge you, Jesus. We acknowledge you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence, for we know not how we ought to pray, and we need you. And pray, Father God, and that you would just quiet our minds even right now, and quiet our hearts right now, and still our souls, still us before you, that we're looking to you, trusting you as our peace. And so, God, we just thank you right now for the peace that you leave with us. We want to encounter your peace, oh God. We need your peace, a peace that's not like the world, a peace that surpasses all understanding. So we draw close to you, oh God. And as we draw close to you, as we draw near to you, you are drawing near to us, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord, our peace. And as we enter in this time with peace, yes, Lord, let peace have its work in us. Let peace have its work in our minds. Let your peace have its work. Hallelujah. We surrender to, in this moment, I surrender to the peace of God. Let your peace have its way with us. Ah, Jesus. Let your peace marinate us, massage us into the good news of you, into the good news regarding what we see, what we feel, what we know, what we understand, what we don't understand. Let your peace, hallelujah, massage out the kinks of fear. Let your peace massage out the kinks, the knots of worry. Let your peace massage out. Let your peace massage out, hallelujah, the depths of the feelings of grief and depression, oh God, and discouragement. Let your peace massage out, hallelujah, the frustrations. Let your peace massage out the worries, the angst, the discomfort of the situation. Let your peace massage us. Oh, yes, Lord. Let your peace, hallelujah, massage us into a repentiveness, a repenting, a turning away and turning to you. We repent right now, oh God. We repent, hallelujah, of our wrongdoings. When we can look and so easily see the wrongdoings of others, we repent of our transgressions and iniquities, oh God. And as sure as we ask for forgiveness, God, we thank you. And I thank you that you are forgiving us, that you have forgiven us as quickly as we ask. Hallelujah. We thank you, and we just receive, oh God, the peace that comes through forgiveness. Ah, yes, yes. There's a restlessness. Do I want to say restlessness, Holy Spirit? But through the place of unforgiveness, it's a place where of wrestling. So let us surrender through unforgiveness that we may find peace. And I hear the Holy Spirit that sometimes, hallelujah, that sometimes we will have to choose to forgive before we have understanding. Jesus. I choose to forgive that I may enter into a peace. A peace that makes no sense. Hallelujah. Ooh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. Someone, let us just say right now, thank you for your peace. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for your love. Thank you for forgiving us. The scripture says in Psalms 103 that he has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. And as far as sunrise is from sunset, he has separated us from our sins. And as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. And we receive that. Hallelujah. We receive the peace that comes from the knowing, hallelujah, that you have removed our sins from us. Thank you, Lord. There's a peace in that knowing. There's a peace in knowing that God has forgiven me. Just like there's an unrest in a place of not forgiving ourselves, of not forgiving others. But today, we choose peace. And if I have to forgive, hallelujah, to get and protect my peace, I'm forgiven. I am forgiving. Yes, Lord, we are forgiving that we may encounter a degree and a realm and a dimension of your peace that makes no sense to the world. We want to find out, what is this peace? What is your peace that the world cannot give? Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Not as the world giveth. So God, help us and reveal to us, are we trying to get peace through people? Are we trying to get peace through actions and habits that are even unbecoming to you and displeasing to you? Are we trying to get peace by doing it our own way? Are we trying to get peace from the world? Reveal, oh God, to us, hallelujah. Reveal to us, hallelujah. Reveal to us, hallelujah. Where am I trying to get peace from? Where? Who is the source of my peace? Is the source of my peace my bank account? Is the source of my peace my significant other? Ooh! Is the source of my peace my job? Ah! Is the source of my peace my career or the status of my career? Is the source of my peace in people praising me? Is the source of my peace, hallelujah, in me and pleasing people? Is the source of my peace in not letting go? Ooh, Lord, reveal to us on this day where there is a fracture, oh God, hallelujah, in our peace walk. Hallelujah. Is the source of our peace in trying to control the situation? Is the source of our peace, hallelujah, in a system? Lord, reveal to us, is the source of our peace in drinking alcohol? Is the source of our peace in something, in eating? What is the source of our peace? We want to, you, Lord God, to be the source of our peace. We are pressing into you, hallelujah. We want to experience your peace, hallelujah. We want to get to know your peace, hallelujah. We, hallelujah, stand passively and allow you to wash us with your peace. How is your peace changing our life? How does your peace want us to change our ways? Jehovah Shalom. In what ways do we need to adjust, hallelujah, that peace will be our portion? That peacemaking will be our identity. For in Matthew, in the Beatitudes, blessed are the peacemakers, for they are the sons of God. Ooh, Lord, sometimes, hallelujah, we gotta make peace at the sacrifice of our likings and our desires, hallelujah, and what our flesh may want to do and what our flesh may want to say. Sometimes we gotta sacrifice to make peace. Sometimes, hallelujah, we gotta sacrifice to make peace and say it's not fair, but I'm making peace. I shouldn't be the one apologizing because I didn't do nothing wrong, but I'm making peace. I'm choosing to make peace. We're choosing to make peace. We're choosing to be peace. We're choosing to reflect peace. Hallelujah. And the only way we are able to do so is by having an intimacy with Jesus, is by having an intimacy with Jehovah Shalom, the Lord, our peace. And now, in a second, we're going to go to scripture where we first see introduced to us Jehovah Shalom. A characteristic of God, Jehovah Shalom. Hallelujah. And so, God, we thank you. Ooh, teach us the ways. I'm reminded right now of when Jesus was walking on the earth in his earthly ministry. He raised up disciples. Well, and he invited them into following him, and they forsook all. Come on, somebody. They neglected all. Come on, somebody. They sacrificed all. Come on, somebody. They abandoned all to follow Jesus, to learn from the Rabbi Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. What, oh God, do we have to abandon, sacrifice, forsake, ignore to learn the ways of your peace? Yes, Lord. Yes. We're following you, Master. You, Rabbi. We're presenting ourselves unto you, a living sacrifice. What? Oh, Lord, may you just massage us in that fresh oil, in a fresh anointing, in a fresh love, that we're flexible and agile and ready to move with you. What are you asking? What do we have to let go? What do we have to give up? What do we have to sacrifice to learn and go in the ways of your peace? Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. What do we have to abandon to go in the ways of your peace? What do we have to forsake to go in the ways of your peace? Oh, Jesus. The disciples, do we spend a lot of time with, like, really reflecting on what the disciples left, what they forsook, their ways? Hallelujah. The people. Friends, family, what do we know? We read it, and just as simple as 1, 2, 3, they was following Jesus, but is it that simple for us? Ooh, what ways, what routines, what daily schedules that they preferred? What likings? What dislikings? How were they inconvenienced? How were they made uncomfortable? My. How did they have to humble themselves when they went to, they went from running the thing? Come on. Either they were fishers, amen. They had their own business, I'll say that. I don't see it in scripture. I'm just saying that. Matthew, the tax collector, he was running the thing. Corrupting all, but running it, advancing in it, successful from it. How easy is it? Is it that easy for us? 1, 2, 3. Jesus said, follow me. Immediately. immediately, the scripture says, immediately they forsook all and followed him. Is it that immediate for us? Ooh, Jesus. Is it that 1, 2, 3 for us? I'm reminded even right now. Yes, we're following peace. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Listen, following peace, learning the ways of peace is circumcising. Amen. Mm-hmm. There's some parts of that that like, ooh, it doesn't necessarily, that's not necessarily the way I would have chose. That's not necessarily what I want to done, would have chose to do. Mm. Jesus. Abraham, in the faith of his heavenly father, passing that test by going and ready to sacrifice his only begotten. What in our only begotten do we be like, nah, okay, I'd rather go my way. Yes, Lord, here we are. We want your peace in this day and this time. Yes. In the midst of darkness, in the midst of chaos, in the midst of strife, in the midst of misunderstanding, we're asking for your peace, O God. In the midst of fears, in the midst of worry, in the midst of sadness, in the midst of bad news, we're asking for your peace, O God. In the midst of wondering, wonders, we're asking for your peace, O God. And as surely, thank you, Holy Spirit, and as surely as we're asking for your peace, I thank you that you're giving it to us. May we be free to give peace as you are free to give us your peace. May we be free in sharing that peace. Change our conversations to be peace. What humilities do we have to step in? What trustings of God do we have to enter in to see peace in that area? Mm-hmm. What truth do we have to accept and obey and abide in and conform to see and experience your peace? And I'm specifically referring to the truth of Jesus. There is only one truth. There is only one truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. What lifestyles do we have to assume or forego? To experience and encounter your peace. And I believe, hallelujah, that as we journey on this road of peace into a land flowing with peace, there is levels, new levels, new levels. There's evolving. That peace will give us, will remake us. A makeover. Somebody say a makeover. Let peace make me over. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Let peace beautify me. Let peace beautify us. Let your peace beautify us. Let your peace heal us. Let your peace encourage us. Let your peace renew us. Let your peace strengthen us. Let your peace have its way in our life. Let your peace reconcile us. Let your peace restore us. Let your peace cause us to forgive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm speaking of, thank you, Holy Spirit, in those areas of long, like long time of being in that place of unforgiveness, things that has happened long time ago. Ooh, let your peace. Lord, peace. Peace I leave with you. Peace I give you, not as the world gives. Let's read another scripture in Philippians. Let's see. Thank you for your peace. I hear you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your peace in our bodies. What things do we need to do concerning our temple that our bodies receive will encounter peace of healthiness? Yes, healthy practices equals peace in our bodies. Thank you for healing, physical healings from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, that it will be no more dis-ease, but there will be ease in our bodies. I speak ease in our bodies, peace in our bodies. Thank you, oh God, that I'm reminded right now of when Jesus was beckoned by the disciples on the boat, awakened from his sleep because of the turbulence on the seas, because of the storm, because of the winds and the waves tormenting them, torturing them, trying to overtake them, stirring up fear. Thank you that Jesus woke up, hallelujah, showed up on the scene, rebuked and spoke peace. I thank you, oh God, that you're doing the same thing in the lives of your people, in the very specific areas that only you and they know. Only you know better than they. Thank you for peace in our home. Peace in our minds, peace in our hearts, peace in our souls. Lord God, give us your peace. In the climate of today, in the climate of our nation, give us your peace. We're rushing to you, oh God. We need your peace. We need you. Hallelujah. We need you. We are desperate for you. The thing that we need is you. May we seek you like our lives depend on it, because our lives depend on it. My mental health depends on it. My emotional health depends on it. My stability depends on it. My psychological health depends on it. My success depends on it. Ooh. Even our physical health depends on it. Stress can have a number, okay, on our physical bodies. My life depends on a seeking of you. That we're seeking you and encountering fresh perspectives, because peace just came in. Let peace come in to our bedrooms. My sleep depends on it. Let peace come into my bedroom. Let peace come into every area of my life. Let peace come into my car. Let peace come on somebody. Let peace come into our car. Let peace be the thing we follow. Oh, yes. I'm following peace, Somebody say, I am following peace. Yes, Lord, we are following peace. We are conforming to peace. We're falling in love with peace. Like that when we encounter that peace, I'm protecting my peace. So I'm choosing not to engage with you because I'm protecting my peace. Which means what? That there's some disengaging that may have to, that is required. For peace. Yes, the peace of God, the tranquility, your tranquility, your peace divinely be divinely bestowed upon us in the times of anxiety. Your peace that exceeds our ability to understand it. Your peace that far enabling us to cope and seeing you solve it and trusting you to solve the thing. Your peace that will begin to mend and that is able to mend broken hearts, restore souls. Your peace, the power of your peace. Philippians 4. I'll start with verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Why does God have me starting with that? I didn't know until I just finished reading it, because we're in a place of prayer. We're in a place of requesting his peace. I'm even hearing right now, thank you, Holy Spirit, financial peace. Let your peace enter into our finances. Let your peace enter into that place of debts and loans. Somebody say, that means loan forgiveness, debt forgiveness. That means you are empowering and enabling me to pay off. In verse 7, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Yes, we need to be kept. Ooh, let us not. Ooh, Holy Spirit, let us not have our hearts and minds unprotected by being outside of that place of peace, by being outside of the way and the will of God, by being uncovered, hallelujah, by choosing our own ways. I want my heart and mind to be kept and covered. Lord, keep our hearts and minds stayed on you. Lord, keep our hearts and minds. Keep us, Lord, in your peace, even when we want to get out of peace. Even when we want to get out into another way. Lord, keep us in the place of peace. Keep us in the place of peace, Lord. Keep your son in the place of peace, Lord. Keep your daughter in the place of peace, Lord. Bring them into a safety place of peace. Thank you for your shalom. Let us get into the still places of your peace. We welcome your peace. Even if it's new, foreign, and uncomfortable, strange, doesn't feel right. Feels like I gotta do something. I gotta make something. I gotta try something. Feels like I'm not doing nothing. No, we're in a place, you're in a place of his peace. Let his peace guide you. Let your peace, Lord, guide us. Sometimes getting still and turning off everything, especially when we've been in a hustle and bustle routine of life, it feels a little uncomfortable. But Lord, I thank you for teaching us to practice peace, to practice getting still before you, and to keep practicing it, that even when emotions are high, even when emotions are beating up against our boats, like the waves were beating up against the boat that the disciples and Jesus was on, pouring out into it. Even when the emotions are high, I practice it and practice it. We practice entering into that still place. We practice it and practice it and practice it to, in the face of high emotions, ooh, we can get like Jesus and be sleeping on the boat. We can get like Jesus and get still in the midst of the high seas of emotion, the high storms of emotion, the gusting winds of emotion. Ooh, Jesus! And the gusting winds of fury, and the gusting winds of fear, and the gusting winds of frustration. Even in the gusting in the gusting winds, I hear you, Holy Spirit. And I'm gonna say it, of faith. And I'm still, my faith is, I'm getting still. The action that I'm doing with my faith, come on, faith without works is dead. We always, I feel like a lot of times we use that to justify our working. Like, I gotta do this, I gotta do it. But what if the working is working that place of peace, working that place of stillness? What if working that, I hear you, Holy Spirit, working your faith is being slow to speak, quick to listen. Oh Lord, thank you. Fastening our tongue. Taming that tongue. Conditioning and determining that tongue to speak blessing, to speak life, to speak what thus saith the Lord and not what thus saith self, but what thus saith the Sovereign One. Oh Lord, today, yes, today, we choose, we request, we submit, we surrender to your peace, your shalom. And now the last thing I want to do in this, as we are building an altar, I do want to worship, even if it's for 1 minute. We're going to worship. But I want to also worship the reading the word in Judges chapter 6. Take time and read it for yourself in your peace place. Amen. In the peace pocket. In the peace prayer pocket. We're in the peace. Somebody say, I'm in my peace prayer pocket. I'm in the peace prayer pocket of the Lord. So listen, in Judges chapter 6, the children of Israel are under oppression by the Midianites. Amen. And the Midianites, it's a multitude of them. Hallelujah. And they overtaken the children of Israel. And it's only happened because God's hand pulled off of the children of Israel. Come on, y'all. Because of their disobedience. Come on, y'all. Somebody say, my obedience unto God ushers me into peace. My obedience of God is an access to a peace of God that I only know through obedience. Come on, y'all. Okay. I don't know. Let's see how we're going to do this. Now they're oppressed because of disobedience. Amen. Because of doing right in their own eyes, doing what they felt like doing, when they felt like doing it, how they felt like doing it. And there is no peace now. Do we see it? Come on, somebody say, I'm obedient. I'm being obedient just for the sake of my peace. Just for the sake of peace with God. I need to make sure I am covered by him in peace. Oh, Shanda Sarobos. Okay, so in verse 11, it says, and there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah, and that pertained unto Joash the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Come on, let's hear peace. How is peace speaking to you? What is peace saying? Amen. Let us get in agreement with peace when it doesn't look like what peace is saying is the truth. Because look what Gideon said after. And Gideon said unto him, oh, my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles, which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And he said unto him, oh, my Lord, wherewith shall I, little old I, we're about to hear the rest of him and from this place, this mentality of little old I, when God is calling him mighty man of valor. Let us get into believe and recite and remember and repeat what the Lord saith about us until we feel it, until we see it, until we understand it, until it makes sense to us. Woo! What you choosing? Come on, somebody. Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh. Come on, little old I, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. Amen. And he said unto him, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that thou talkest with me. So we're going to skip to verse 22. So now Gideon, a mighty man of valor. I'm going to call, I hear you, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit calls you mighty man of valor. The Holy Spirit calls you mighty woman of valor. The Holy Spirit calls you, God calls you fearfully and wonderfully made. God calls you, hallelujah, whole, well, complete, wealthy, healthy, beautiful, able, intelligent, yes, talented. Yes. Say, if we don't know what the Lord calls us, say, Lord, what do you call me? I recognize what I've been calling myself, but I dismiss that. I reject it. I denounce it. And I come into agreement with peace of what you're saying, of who you say I am. I don't care how old or how young. I don't care what color. I don't care all the things. So in verse 22, and when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, I just heard the Holy Spirit say, I call you business owner. I call you CEO. And when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, alas, O Lord God, for because I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face. And the Lord said unto him, peace be unto thee. Fear not, thou shalt not die. Peace. In the midst of the fear, God will speak peace. In the midst of the dark, God will speak peace. Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. Until this day, it is yet in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. So God, we thank you for this altar. Jehovah Shalom, that in this place, in this hour of prayer, in this hour of peace, Lord, we're building an altar. Lord, what we're doing in our life, I'm building the altar. I'm building an altar to Jehovah Shalom in my office. I'm building an altar to Jehovah Shalom in my car. I'm building an altar to Jehovah Shalom in my home, in my bedroom, in my living room, in my bathroom, in my shower. I'm shouting, I hear you, wherever I go. Why? Because our feet being shotted with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And so, God, right now, we just worship you. And God, right now, we just exalt you. And God, right now, we just magnify you. And God, right now, we just call on you that you are peace, that you are peace comforting us in the grief, that you are our peace, hallelujah, seeing us through into financial freedom, that you are our peace, hallelujah, in the wrestling place, that you are our peace in the strife place, that you are our peace in the turbulent place, that you are our peace in the afflicted place, that you are our peace in the oppressed place, that you are our peace in the unjust place, that you are our peace, hallelujah, our freedom, hallelujah, our goodness, hallelujah, our life, hallelujah, our truth, hallelujah, our way, hallelujah, our ability that with Christ, through Christ, all things are possible, and with you, we can do all things. Through Christ Jesus who strengthens us, you be our peace. You are a peace that heals our body. We believe your report, peace. We believe the report of peace. We believe the news of peace. Let peace be the news that we listen to over and over and over and over and over and over and over. So thank you, Heavenly Father, for this time of conditioning us, reconditioning us, and getting us into a practice and building an altar of peace, to you, our peace, our Jehovah Shalom, that in our life, we are whole, we are well, we are complete, nothing missing, nothing lacking, because Jehovah Shalom has overtaken us, overtaken our life, overtaken our loved ones, overtaken our health, overtaken our relationships, overtaken our finances, overtaken our career, overtaken our perspective, overtaken our mindsets. Lord, we love you. Overtaken our actions, our habits, our lifestyle. Lord, we love you. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we serve you. And Lord, we say thank you for the peace that you give us on this day, in this evening, in this night, in this week, in this month, in this springtime, in this season, in this year, in our lifetime. We receive your peace. In Jesus' name, may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Yaberekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Bikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasem Lacha Shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.